You already know that timing is everything. Still, it helps to be reminded sometimes. Here's a seaside story from producer Jeff Rice featuring surfer Mark Ward and his all-time favorite ride.
It was 1979, and pretty much all that Mark Ward lived for was surfing. He was 21, life was good, and today, man, the waves were charmed.
Really nice waves, long waves, and it was just a really beautiful day that day. You know, usually it's windy and trashy, and it was just sunny that day and nice, good swell, and I just had an epic day.
The best part about it was that he had the perfect board, custom shaped, perfect fin placement. He'd just gotten it.
It was the magic board, and I was surfing the best I'd ever surfed in my life. I mean, it was like the board was just a part of me.
And he was catching these long, glassy waves like in the tropics. So you've got to cut him some slack that he sort of forgot about work, his job as a line cook at the Crab Broiler. When he finally dragged himself out of the water, he threw the board on his 1969 VW van and rushed to work.
It was just, you know, running into work with wet hair, you know, and I would never leave my board on the car at that kind of an intersection normally, but, you know, you're just frantic about getting into work, and so I get in and did my shift and walking out, you know, still all stoked, you know, I'm just like a stoked person. Look, and my board's gone. It was just like having a piece of me torn right off my body because that board was so special. It's 6'4" twin fin swallowtail with, it's bright yellow with red flames on the nose. I remember driving to my girlfriend's house. And I just remember crying on the porch and saying, telling her, God, I'll never get another board that special. That was it. That was the board gone. I always thought about that board. And I'd show people my Mexico photos, and there's the board, you know. And I'd show people my seaside photos, there'd be the board. And never forgot. Of course, you know, after about 10 years, I figured I'd never see it again.
Sure, the pain eased and sifted into memory for Mark Ward. He got on with his life. But if you're not like him, if you don't have some sort of vivid, painful memory of having something stolen from you, you're like nobody I've ever met.
You've been violated, man.
But guess what? Mark Ward is standing on a beach 50 miles from his home in Seaside. It's the summer of 2003. He's 45 years old now. And he found himself at a surf contest in Pacific City, Oregon, 50 miles from his home. He just went for fun, a good way to hang out with his buddies for a few days and relive old times. He was just getting ready to take his turn.
And I'm looking out at the surf, and I'm just kind of wondering where I'm going to paddle out at. And I just look down, and I look down, and it's laying like 6 inches from my feet. On the beach, in almost perfect shape like the day I left it.
The board was so distinctive, Mark Ward recognized it instantly.
I have twin cobras. It's got the chain for solidarity, circle of chain, and the eagle's claw. And I lost my breath. I just gasped, you know, it was like an old ghost coming back.
It turns out the board's current owner had bought it from someone in Portland who had bought it from someone else. The amazing thing was, the board was in almost perfect shape. Ward figures it must have sat in a closet most of the time. It took some convincing to get the new owner to turn over the board, but Ward had an overwhelming case, photos of him riding it 24 years ago, and plenty of witnesses. So the guy just handed it over, and now, just like that, it's Mark Ward's again.
I'm waiting for the magic day. And I'm going to ride it one more time and probably just save it and sleep with it if my wife will let me. I'm waiting for the perfect day. Everybody's asking me, when are you going to ride it? When are you going to ride it? The perfect day. That's when I'm going to ride it.
For Day to Day, I'm Jeff Rice.